Communicating effectively. What to expect from an interpreter. Funding for the Supporting Language Access in Schools project in Missouri, provided by the Missouri Developmental Disabilities Council, was supported by the Administration for Community Living, ACL, U.S., Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, as part of a financial assistance award totaling $1,361,246, with 100% funding by ACLHHS. The contents are those of the authors and do not necessarily represent the official views of, nor an endorsement, by ACLHHS or the U.S. government. Communicating effectively with your child's school. Federal laws require schools to communicate information to families in a language they can understand about any program, service, or activity that is also shared with families who are fluent in English. This includes information about registration and enrollment in school, language assistance programs, report cards, student discipline policies and procedures, parent-teacher conferences, procedures to file complaints, student and parent handbooks, gifted and talented programs, magnet and charter schools, special education, and related services. Information about extracurricular activities, notices of non-discrimination. An interpreter is someone who can offer you language support during meetings with your child's teacher or other school personnel in person, through video or over the phone. A translator is someone who can help you understand written documents originally in English by recreating them in a language of your choice. For interpretation to work, everyone involved must cooperate, ask questions, request repetitions, and clarification when necessary. Remember, if you do not understand something, ask the interpreter to clarify or make the school personnel aware. The interpreter can communicate your request, but should not answer your question directly. Below are some of the rules that interpreters and translators should follow when they help you at schools. Confidentiality. Interpreters must always protect your information and information related to your child. Information shared during a meeting or in documents such as student records, transcripts, or medical records should be kept private unless you give the interpreter permission to communicate it to teachers or other school personnel. The Family Educational Rights and Privacy Act, or FERPA, is a law that explains how this information is protected. Impartiality. Interpreters should always be impartial and cannot give you counseling, advice, or offer you their personal opinions or beliefs. When they are acting as your interpreter, they cannot try to convince you to make one decision over another. The IEP team, including parents, makes decisions about what ELD and special education services the student will receive and how the services will be delivered. Both sets of services must be coordinated so the student can learn effectively in both areas. Professional boundaries. During a meeting, the interpreter must act only as an interpreter. They can help you communicate with other school personnel that can answer any of your other questions or concerns. Cultural awareness. The interpreter should demonstrate respect for you, your child, and your cultural beliefs and practices. The interpreter can help clarify cultural misunderstandings between teachers and parents, but should always ask for your input first. Accuracy. The interpreter should communicate what you say exactly as you say it, without changing your message or deleting information that you said. Interpreters may ask you to clarify a word or an expression to make sure that your message is communicated with precision. Respect. Interpreters should always treat you and school personnel with respect. They should resolve conflicts with professionalism. If you ever feel disrespected, it is important that you let the school know. Advocacy. The interpreter will support you as you protect your own rights and make sure that your voice is heard. If you feel that something is not fair to you or your child, it is important that you let the school know. Professionalism. The interpreter must always be professional. The interpreter should not be late to a meeting and should demonstrate respect for you and the school at all times. Professional development. The interpreter should continue to learn new skills and vocabulary to help you understand information. The interpreter should never stop learning.